course, that don't sound even like it's possible, but there is something better than being saved, and that's being saved and knowing. Amen. Blessed Assurance, if Miss Connie was here, she'd be requesting that song tonight. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is opportunity for soldiers to show up. You remember me preaching here not long ago out of Psalms 138, verse number 7. Though I walk in the midst of darkness, or in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. And I'm telling you, if you just look at that face value, you'll see right there that troubles cannot stop revival. Troubles is not an obstacle to revival. Troubles is actually an opportunity for revival. Look, if you will, in Psalms 119 tonight, I saw this verse, and actually I want to go below the verse and maybe preach a little bit, but I don't know exactly if that's what the Lord wants. When Brother Ivan and Brother Ben was up here, I was looking at the verses that I was planning on or looking at tonight, and I like marking my Bible. A lot of people don't mark their Bibles, and that's your business. But a lot of times when I mark my Bible, it's an indication that my Bible has marked me. Something has spoke to me. Something has convicted me. Something has challenged me. And so I'm going to be looking at Psalm 129 down through these verses, and I want to focus on verse 133. But the verse that I saw that I had marked and put a star beside and everything, that because it had got my attention in times past, is verse 126. And I felt like the Lord wants me to read it. He wants me to read it. He wants me to look at it, far as just, if nothing else, that we could receive it in our hearts. And I don't know. I don't know if that may be all the Lord may want tonight. I don't know. It's getting bigger the more I stand here. It's getting big. Hallelujah. Look at verse 126. In light of the situation, the circumstances, the difficulties, our world falling apart, our nation falling apart seemingly, is just one election away from complete takeover, complete, you know, destruction, actually. Someone said it well, said usually it comes down to a vote between Republicans and Democrats, and there's a vote there, but, you know, they have different methods. Used to, years ago, they'd have kind of different methods, but they kind of wanted the same results. They kind of wanted the same end result, but they was going, each one of them had a different plan. But this election is not Republican and Democrat. This election is about freedom versus communism. Or actually, if I could say it another word, it's freedom versus the New World Order. And it's coming down to that. And I don't think that there'll be another series of elections. I think it's all going to be weighed in the balances. If it goes south on this one, freedom will be gone. Socialism will be ushered in. And Lord only knows what else. And we better be praying. But my joy is not depending on who wins. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to try to pray. I'm definitely going to vote. And we're going to do our part to try to vote for America and vote for the unborn child. We're going to vote for marriage and between a man and a woman. And we're going to vote for things of that are biblical principles. We're going to vote that way. We're going to vote for the Constitution. We're going to vote for that. We're going to vote biblically. We're going to vote for that. We're going to vote for freedom of speech. And we're going to vote for freedom of religion. We're going to vote for these things. Amen. But if it don't work and it don't, you know, I'm not going to quit and think, well, it's all over with, and fall into the thousands of people that's wanting to kill themselves or attempt it. But look at this verse. It is time for the Lord. Let me stop right there. That capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D is the word used several thousand times in the Old Testament for Jehovah. Jehovah, the self-existent God, self-sufficient God. Look what he said. It is time. It is time. And if David said that many years ago, Brother Craig, when under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he penned that verse down. And I can see I'm not going to get where I thought. But when the Spirit of God anointed David and he penned that word down, it is time for thee, Lord. The Lord had his total attention. He's talking to the Lord. He said, "For it is time for thee, not we." But he said, "It is time for thee, Lord, to work." Well, what is the conditioning? What is the circumstances behind that statement? What was going on in the time frame that David said those words? It is time for thee, Lord, to work. He says it in closing that verse. For they have made void thy law. That statement there would speak to my heart about the fact that people have disregarded what the Bible says. They don't care what the Bible says. They're living in contrast to the Bible. Amen. This country was founded upon Christian principles. And amen, this was founded to be a Christian nation. In the beginning, it didn't evolve into that. That was in the structure to start with, was to be a Christian nation. Amen. Not a Christless nation and not a communist nation, but a Christian nation. And the liberals have spoke up over the years so much, and Christians have shut up over the years so much that now we're just within days of potentially losing this country far as structure is concerned. But David said, when you look and see that the Word of God is made void, when the Word of God does not hold prominence and preeminence, when the Word of God is no longer respected, David said, now if I'd have been writing that verse, I would have said it'd been time for us to retreat. It's time for us to pack up. It's time for us to back up. It's time to crawl in a hole. But David said, when I see the fact that the Word of God is being made void, David said, you know what swells up on, oh my goodness. He said, you know what's swelling up on the inside of me? Is it that it's time? It's time during that time that the Word of God is made void. David said, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. Amen. David is showing us there that even in the time, and we could spend a few minutes tonight and all of us give input about what could be in that statement about, for they have made void thy law. But one thing we must agree at least, that is not a good thing. There is nothing good about that statement. Would you agree with that? But you know, watch this. How many times, even in our Christian life, that we have gotten crossways with the Word of God, it lost value in our heart, it lost preeminence in our life, it lost prominence in our life, amen, amen. I dare say there's probably not a person in here since you've been saved that you went a day without reading the Bible. You probably went a day or maybe several days and never even opened the pages of God's Word. I don't know, that could fall under that making void the law. If you don't read it, it surely doesn't hold a special place in your heart. But David said, even when it's like that, David said, even when the Word of God is made void, David said, that is the time frame. That is a classic opportunity for thee, Lord, to work. Amen. I don't know if Brother Ben was up here or if Brother Mike was up or Brother Ivan was up here. I don't know who was up here when I was looking at 133 in those verses there. But then I saw that up there, and as soon as I saw it, it got my attention. I need to read that. Felt that in my heart. I need to read that. But I don't believe the Lord wants me to just read it.
I believe the Lord wants to encourage us with it. I believe the Lord wants to strengthen our faith with it, that it is time for the Lord to work. Churches are getting, is declining, but it's a time for the Lord to work. Amen. Darkness is prevailing, but it's a time for the Lord to work. Brother Ben, as a young man, has talked about how that recently felt the tendency of worrying about the things going on around us and what is going to become of all of it and what's tomorrow going to hold for us. But I want to tell you what the Bible said. It is time for the Lord to work. Amen. When we don't know what we're going to do and we don't know what they're going to do, we can say with confidence, it's time for the Lord to work. Amen. But don't expect the Lord to work around you if He's not working in you. Amen. When you're not where you need to be, that is a time for the Lord to work. That is a time for the Lord to work. Because for they made law, thy, made void thy law. That tells me right there that God wasn't at work. God wasn't behind that. When you see the devil working, and he always, ever since Genesis, has attacked the Word of God. When you see the Word of God being attacked, amen, we know the devil's behind it. When the Word of God is being made void, of no use, of no importance, of no value. When I've not had a chance to look that word up, void. I'd like to know what that definition is. If I'd known I was going to preach on that, I probably would have. I don't have nothing but a verse marked with a star beside of it, and the Lord said, read it. It's time for thee, Lord, to work. Don't rule God out. When you see the spiritual taking a plummet, the Word of God being made void, that's showing that a spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual direction is in a decline. Amen. It's time in those circumstances for the Lord to work. That ought to stir us up. David is speaking. David is not speaking there, Brother Craig, out of what he's seeing. David is speaking about what is rising up in his faith, that it's time for the Lord to work. It's time for the Lord, Jehovah, the self-existent God, self-sufficient God, to work. You do remember in Genesis 1 and 2, how that Jehovah worked and how the self-existent God worked, self-sufficient God, how He worked. He stepped out on nothing. It was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I'd say it's pretty dark, don't you? Amen. It was pretty bleak. It wasn't a paradise at that moment. I want to tell you, God didn't back away because there was nothing, and because there was darkness, and because it was void. Amen. I'll tell you what God did. He went to work. And how did He go to work? He started saying, it is, amen, quoting the Bible. He started speaking and it coming to pass. I don't know about you, but that's encouraging me tonight. Amen. All of us here, we come to church here, and most of us, and we live in the same area, and we're living in the same country. We're all seeing the same and hearing the same, the news and all of that. And I want to tell you, it's easy, Brother Carroll, to get despondent. It's easy to become doubtful and dreadful and distraught. It's easy to get to the place where you lose your drive and your zeal, and instead of thinking, well, we can thrive in these days. These are days that we can thrive, but rather we've fallen into, and I've caught myself falling into a instead of a thriving, I fell into a surviving mentality. Just trying to survive and not get caught up and not get swept away with all that's going on around us. I'm telling you, the last few weeks, the Lord has helped us here. Our revival, the Lord helped us in those three nights. Our missions month, Listen, it had negative things come against it from one end to the other, from low numbers, and people can't come. Brother Craig and them sick, and other people sick, and they couldn't come. But you know what the Lord done? The Lord helped us. The Lord helped us anyhow. It was difficult to get missionaries because they were either in lockdown or they couldn't come, or else they'd been exposed to somebody and they couldn't come and all of that. But God helped us. God helped us. This past Sunday was tremendous. The closing day of our missions month was tremendous. What is all of that? God is telling us He's wanting to work. He can work. He's looking for somebody that'll believe Him. When's the last time you spoke confidence to your Father? When's the last time you said, Lord, You can do it? When's the last time you said, Lord, You can handle it? I can't handle it, but You can handle it. Your hands are not tied. You're not in a prison cell. Amen. There's never been a chain made that can confine the sovereignty of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It may look bleak. Boy, God's helping me tonight. It may look bleak, and bad news may be prevailing on every side. But I'm glad that we're serving a God that is not weak and feeble and going out of business and wringing His hands on what He's going to do. But He is being spoken to by people of faith. It is time for Thee, Lord, to work. It is time. He didn't say it's getting time. It will be time. He said it is time. When it's bad, God said that's a time I can work. Because here's why. Because when He works, when it's down, who gets the glory? When He works and the situation looks bleak, I guess who gets the credit? Everybody has to shake their head and say, we didn't do it. He did it. To God be the glory. Amen. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that helps you. That'll help me. That'll help us tonight in our faith, no matter what is going on in our country, no matter what's going on in our lives. We can say that with confidence. You can work, Lord. It's time for You to work, but we can just say straight up, Lord, You can work. You don't have to wait till everything's lined up to work. You don't have to wait till everything's just so-so. You don't have to wait till November 4th to see who wins, to figure out what's your next move. No, no. I'm going to tell you, oh, Lord, this is helping me right here. Let me give you something to think about. It was time for the Lord to work January 20th, 1981. You talking about making void God's law? This old boy right here was doing it. My wife, I didn't even know I was going to be doing this tonight, or if I would have brought it. My wife come in there, I was getting ready for church. She said, does this piece of paper look familiar? And as soon as I saw it, I knew what it was. It was the letter that I'd wrote Mama and Daddy when I was leaving home. Tear stains all over it. And 39 years ago, a little over 39 since I wrote that, telling Mama, don't come looking for me. Don't come looking for me. And I closed that letter, handwritten letter, by saying, pray for me. Because I sure need it. I don't know where I'm going. But don't come looking for me. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just leaving. You talking about making void God's law? You talking about a life that was in a mess? You talking about a life that the devil was wreaking havoc in? It looked hopeless. And I want to tell you, there was a mama named Effie Mae Rackley that had faith, as did David. And when she saw her, she came home, no hint whatsoever, came home and read that letter. Her heart was rent in two and was broken. But Brother Craig, you know what my mom did? My mom, in a sense, did what David did in this verse, and she looked up and said, "Lord, it is time for you to work." I don't even know where he's at, but it was time. Look at where you were at when you got saved. Look at where you were at when the Lord began to work in your life. We don't have the time tonight, but we could start and just pass the microphone around us, and we would hear reports of scars and misery and sin and all evidence of the fact that the devil was working overtime in your life to wreck and ruin and destroy. But look at you tonight. You're in the house of the Lord. You know why? The Lord worked. Hey, you weren't the one that was speaking out. It's time for the Lord to work. Somebody else probably did that in your behalf, as was my case. Hallelujah, Lord. It is time for the Lord to work. For they have made void thy law. Well, I like this. Look at verse 127. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, notice he's ending those last two verses in that section with therefore. In light of the fact that whenever where he looked, Brother Ben's getting ahead of me. He thinks a lot like me. God help him. But David looked and saw how that the word of God was made void. David, in essence, said in those last two verses, I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of that crowd that's going to make void thy law. But rather, he said, therefore, in light of that, David said, therefore, I love thy commandments. There's people making void your law and your commandments and your word. But David said, Lord, I just want you to know I'm not a part of that crowd. I want you to know I love the commandments of God. I love the precepts of the word of God above gold. Amen. David said, above gold. I value the word of God above riches and treasures. But then look at verse 128. He said, therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Amen. David said when he gave that circumstance behind that statement, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. When he gave the scene and the situation and the circumstance behind that statement, David rallied quickly in the spirit and made it clear, I'm not a part of that. I am going to love your word. I am going to continue to pray. It is time for the Lord to work. Hallelujah. Amen. We're to make up our mind tonight. We're to make up our mind tonight. We're not going to be a part of this declining, dying, drying up, despondent church age. Amen. Amen. And there's some that they if their churches are not declining and dying and drying up, and that's happening everywhere. On the other hand, a lot of churches are trying to come up and fabricate their ministry to be able to reach out or something to this culture, and they're going they're going contemporary. They're compromising. You got churches dying, but then you got churches that are drifting way out in left field. But I don't think that's the only two options. How about you? How about you? Do you think that's the only two options? I don't think that's the only two options. Declining or departure, becoming liberal. I don't think that's the two options. I believe there's another option. It is time, Lord, for you to work. It's time for the Lord to work. For they make void thy law. I tell you what we need to do. We need to let the Word of God continue to hold prominence in our life and walk in the Word. That's what I was going to look at in 133. Order my steps in thy Word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. When we're in a day of change and we're in a day when everywhere you look, things are changing. Financially, things are changing. Economically, morally, spiritually, physically, every way you look, things are changing. But right here should be what stabilizes us. Because walking in the Word, living according to the Word of God, esteeming it to be all the precepts of God's Word to be right. In other words, God, I'm not wanting the Word to agree with me. I want to agree with the Word. I want to get to the place where I realize that the Word of God, what it says about all things is right. So if I will move myself into alignment with the Word of God, then I'll be right. Well, I like that. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Unplanned, unexpected message tonight. Amen. What tested me, I'll just be honest about it. I said, Lord, I'm at least going to read it. If you want more than that, you're going to have to start putting it in my mind and heart. And that has helped me tonight. That has encouraged my faith. That is encouraged. That's a prayer. David is praying that. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Lord, a purpose in our heart, RBT. Lord, a purpose tonight. Every one of us. Lord, to pray that. It should be prayed daily. At least daily. Lord, it's time for you to work. Difficult days, but it's time for you to work. Dark days, but it's time for you to work. Dangerous days, but it's time for you to work. Amen. It's declining days, but it's time for you to work. Amen. Lord, may we have that confidence. Has anybody in here saw your confidence being chipped away at? Your confidence. I've seen it in my own life. But David is speaking not circumstantially. He's speaking confidently. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Let me ask you this. Do we really have confidence tonight? Do we really believe tonight that God can work in these days? Simple question, isn't it? But it'd be real easy for some doubt to creep up and answer that question. I want to believe it. Answer it like that. I want to believe it. Do you see any doubt? Do you see any question? Do you see any lack of confidence in David's statement? It is time for thee, Lord, to work. May God use that in our heart and life. Amen. I want to ask you something right quick before we close. I know we did this on a song. We did this on a song a few weeks ago where we just took a statement that was made and just opened the floor for just together we meditate on. Well, you've heard me talk about that statement. Has God showed you anything that maybe you'd like to add to that you'd like to comment on that hadn't already been covered? It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. I'm not saying you do have. I'm just opening the floor in case you do have. Anybody, Lord showed you something, spoke to your heart during the preaching, during our drawing attention to that verse? Amen. Amen.
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen, Brother Craig.
That you have eternal life.
Yes.
That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have.
Oh, look at that.
That if we ask anything according to the will, He hears us. Hey! Going back to the Lord. It's time for the Lord.
Amen.
We know that He hears whatsoever we ask.
Yeah. Amen. Read that verse on the confidence again.
And this is the confidence.
Listen, say it loud, brother.
This is the confidence that we have in Him. Hey, and I'm asking myself.
Yes.
Me too, Brother Craig. Me too.
That if we ask anything according to His will,
He heareth us.
Amen. If we know that He hears us.
Amen. That's it. I was getting ready to ask that. Can we make that a petition? Can we make that a verbalized desire? It's time for the Lord to work. It's time for the Lord to work in our homes. It's time for the Lord to work in our young people. It's time for the Lord to work in our church. Time for the Lord to work in my life, my heart, my ministry. It's time for the Lord to work in our town. It's time for the Lord to work, and you name it. Just keep going out wider and wider and wider, but you'll never go beyond His boundaries. You'll never exceed. He will never say, well, wait a minute. You're going to have to come back. You're getting way out of my reach here. You don't go that far. When you start praying globally now, you're getting out of my... No. No. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for the Lord to work. That was the Lord's will, Brother Craig. You read that. I felt a witness of the Holy Ghost on that. It's time for the Lord to work. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Boy, the devil can't stand a confident Christian. Somebody that, not confident in yourself, but you're confident in your faith in the Lord. It looks bad, but Lord, you can work. Amen. Amen. We're just a small church, but Lord, you can work. Amen.